pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no... It's show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
Who is the show with no name?
That's right, folks, it's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, it's Nacho Macho Man in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And what a great show we've got for you today here on Vaughan Radio. Guys, remember, you can participate via our app. If you haven't downloaded our app, well, you guys should definitely download it. It's worth it. Vale la pena. It is definitely worth it. And, well, folks, you won't regret it. No os arrepentiréis, right? So, and it's free. I mean, really, the main idea here is you don't have to pay for it. So that's pretty cool, right? Hey, some apps are worth paying for. And I think Vaughan would be worth paying for, but you know what? It's free. So, and I know sometimes there are glitches, problemillas, but find some gadget, right, that doesn't have glitches. Find some program or some, that's why IT people exist, to create these programs and then later fix them when they go wrong. So,
or you can always reboot.
Well, yeah, unplug it, you know, reboot, yeah. All that stuff works as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that said, make sure you've downloaded our app, and this way you get the full experience. And not only our app, but also you guys know that we do a lot of participation on this show via Twitter. And Nacho, what was my Twitter handle again? I'm so forgetful.
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right. I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter. Also on Facebook. Guys, remember on Fridays, We do Facebook Live. This way you can watch the show. Eso es, podéis ver el programa. You can watch radio now. That's kind of cool. Well, you know, yesterday I was on You No Te Pierdas Nada. I collaborate with them bi-monthly, dos veces al mes. And it's TV. It's not just radio. There are four cameras there pointed at you, and there's an audience. And so radio is becoming less of just, I mean, we're taking radio to the next level. I think that's what we're trying to do because, well, yeah, radio's cool because you can just sit back and listen, but it's cool when you can break that fourth wall. And, well, just like last week, we were showing everyone behind the scenes. I was taking a walk around Vaughan, Grupo Vaughan. So I love technology, and I figure I love technology when it works. I love technology when it works, cuando funciona bien. And that isn't all the time. Hey, guys, so make sure you're following along on Twitter, also on Facebook, and now on Instagram. In fact, I'm experimenting with an Instagram Live video right now. In fact, we've just connected with Instagram Live. So if you guys use Instagram, go check it out. I'm Alberto_Alonso. Alberto_es_bajo. Muy importante esto. Alonso. And not just myself, guys. Make sure you're following Vaughan, Grupo Vaughan, Vaughan Radio on Twitter, on Facebook. And this way, you guys will be up to the minute. Hasta el minuto. Estaréis actualizados. You'll be up to the minute on your English, on special offers and things like that as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to have one of our collaborators. She's been collaborating with us for years. How long has it been now? Do you know? I'm not good at years, you know?
I'd say maybe it's been 7 years. Between 5 and 7 years. It's been very long.
Well, let's just say six then.
Yeah.
Let's just settle on six. Nos quedamos con el seis. So, wow. So 6 years collaborating here on the show. She's back for her sixth, let's say her sixth season. I mean, you could check it. This stuff. The good thing is everything's time stamped these days and dates. So, but 6 years collaborating with us. And, well, it's great to have her back for another season. She's going to be joining us on Wednesdays.
That's right.
To help get us through the week. Wednesday's a crucial day for our week. And so, ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Lola!
It feels great to be here. I thought I wouldn't be able to make it because since I have class now on Fridays, I'm teaching at a university now.
Now, can you tell us what university, or is that...
It's a private university. It's called Universidad Pontificia Comillas, and I teach interpreting in the grad, in the degree.
Okay.
In translation and interpreting.
Right.
And this is my third year with them, my third academic year with them.
Okay.
But the two previous years, I didn't have class on Fridays. That's why I was able to join you on Friday. But this year I have class on Fridays.
Oh, no.
And I don't have class on Wednesday. So I figured, hey, why not visit Alberto on a Wednesday?
So what you did is you took a potentially bad situation and you turned it around. And now you're joining us on Wednesdays, which, hey, that's cool for me.
Yeah. Works for me too.
I'm glad you can still join us. Now, guys, make sure you follow. As I always say, there's so many. I'm not the only English resource out there. Vaughan is not. There's so many different accounts. There's so many different things you can do. And Lola has one of those accounts. Lola, tell us where we can. Well, tell us what you do. And then tell us where we can find you.
Well, as you know, most of your listeners already know, I am a translator, interpreter, and trainer. I train executives. So my project, lapiedraroseta.com with double T.
Right.
What the aim is to help companies, Spanish companies, go international.
Okay.
And finally overcome that English barrier that is right there looming on them and that they can't overcome and become international once and for all.
I mean, we all have to be more international. We're not putting up, well, except for Trump, we're not putting up walls. Everybody else is tearing walls down and saying, you know, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister. It doesn't matter what the hell country you're from or what religion.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter to me. Or the color of your skin. Why should that matter if we have good chemistry?
Yeah, or if we have things to exchange, if we can trade.
Well, imagine people who are like this, like xenophobes, and when you just think, like, do you really want the whole world to be like you?
Yeah.
Is that interesting? Is that cool? I don't know. Do we want a bunch of robots walking around? I think that diversity is an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All sorts of diversity.
I'm a product of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
right? I'm a product of immigration, you know, controlled immigration mm-hmm. in the United States. So, yeah, all right. Well, great to have you on board.
Yeah.
Great
feels
to
great
have
to
you
be
on board.
Here again.
Un placer. And, well, as I said, we're on Instagram Live. It's a couple comments. Andorra Nochka says, hello, guys. A couple other people checking in. Es que se pasan los comentarios yep. rápido. So I don't know if I can catch them all, but good morning to all you guys out there on Instagram, all you guys out there on Twitter as well. And speaking of Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, you know, social media, where can we find you, La Piedra Roseta con
you
doble
can,
T?
Exactly. You can find me on Twitter. On Facebook. You can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel that okay. I update every month. So you have fresh new videos every first Friday of the month.
And what can we expect on your YouTube page?
Basically tips to overcome that barrier that I mentioned. So individual tips, if you're a professional that has an international vocation, well, you can go there and find training tips, things that you can do to learn English.
Right.
Or you can you can find tips to communicate with other people, for instance, using interpreting or how to translate your own correspondence, things like that.
Wow. So this is very useful stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
This is stuff that could really come in handy, una mm-hmm. expresión que usamos mucho en inglés. If something comes in handy, te resulta útil.
Mm-hmm.
Es algo que en un momento, tarde o temprano, lo usarás o es algo que cualquiera mm-hmm. puede usar. So it will come in handy. So what is, tell us about your latest video. Now, cuidado con esto, amigos. Latest versus last.
Yes.
Last means you're not making anymore, and I don't want to hear that news.
No.
So latest means lo último, mm-hmm. no el último. Yeah. Correct? Is that right? Is that would that be the? Because why do people?
El más reciente. Latest is
like,
the most recent.
El último de Pedro Almodóvar, mm-hmm. but it's not el último. It's lo último.
Yeah, lo último.
Versus el último. El último.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
There you go, guys. That's where the confusion comes from,
mm-hmm.
right? Lo último de Wes Craven.
Mm-hmm.
Y el último de Prince, el último disco.
Exactly.
¡Hey, toma! Nacho, eso no se merece un totalmente nativo explicando español
totalmente
a una
nativo.
Del español.
Yeah, I always explain it as the most recent and the last in a series.
Right, right. When mm-hmm. people say, oh, you know, the last summer, I'm like, don't tell me there are no yeah. more summers. Do yeah. not tell me that. I don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
So so what's your latest video? What can people see in your latest
well,
video?
Well, since it's back to school season, I figured that maybe we could give viewers some tips on how to improve their English on their own.
Okay.
And how to incorporate English into their routines.
Right. Living so, English, not learning English.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or studying English, because many people ask, how many hours do I have to study English? And I'm
don't
like,
don't think of it like that. The word study is such a fucking ugly word.
I know. Yeah, it's
study.
Really ugly.
You didn't like it in high school. You didn't like it in grammar school. Why are you going to like the word study now?
Yeah, you want to incorporate it into your life, into your routine. You have to, as you said, live in English.
Right.
So I have a few tips, two tips on my YouTube channel, and then two more tips on a blog post that I just wrote. And if you're a subscriber, you have also received another video where I solve some doubts that my viewers and my subscribers got to me
yeah.
about how to improve or training or where to send my kids if I want them to learn English,
right,
things like that.
Right.
What
sure,
is the best
sure.
book to learn English on my own?
Right,
so
right.
that's only if you're a subscriber. So become a subscriber and receive my webinar for free.
Webinar. I love that. Now, this is a hybrid word, as I call them.
Híbridos. Yeah, I love it too.
Web seminar. Mm-hmm. No, I love, guys, in fact, we're going to, I'm creating a new section. See, I've just given you, see, just by tuning in, you know some mm-hmm. new stuff. I've created a new section of hybrid words. We're going to be looking at these words.
Good.
Webinar, bromance.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Bromance, yeah.
Bromance, ese amor platónico entre
between
entre
Obama
amigos.
And the last vice president, the
well,
latest.
Sure, well, that also in like, you know, when your wife's like, ah, bueno, qué bien te lo pasas con el amigo.
Yeah.
You have a bromance. Un romance entre hermanos, entre. Right, so, and then you got a bro-vorce. No, a dude-vorce.
Dude-vorce.
Es que todo esto, estos son nuevas palabras. No existían cuando yo era un niño. Dude-vorce.
Dude-vorce.
Es cuando dos troncos, dos tíos se divorcian entre ellos. So they stop being friends. So we're going to do a new section of these. I call them, I don't know, they're not really called hybrid words, but I call them hybrid words, a mix of two
I love those types of words.
Or mashup words.
Mashup words.
You know. And I'm going to be, actually, we're going to be looking at those on Danny Flow tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at a few of those. If you guys can tune in at 4 o'clock on Channel 4, that's easy. Well, we'll take a look at those and in a coming section. So webinars, yeah, these are big these days.
They are.
So many conferences.
And they're really fun to do, too. Yeah. I thought it would be like, oh, so boring. I don't know. But they're really fun to do because I do it on YouTube Live.
Okay.
So people can chat with me while I'm speaking. And it's really, really fun. I had it was on Monday and I had lots of fun doing it.
Awesome. Yep. Very, very cool. Guys, it's La Piedra Roseta double T, right? La Piedra Roseta double T. And wow, excited to have you back. Now, what have you brought for us? You always bring different challenges and things, for our listeners, our viewers. Oi, remember, viewers on Instagram Live today.
Well, I brought a couple of jokes, knock-knock jokes.
Okay. Now, knock-knock jokes are great.
You know
love
these
those.
Lame jokes that I love, too?
Lame. Buenísima esta palabra. Yeah. Lame is going, like, you know, bad jokes, lame jokes. And, okay, so we're going to look at some knock-knock jokes, which is always great. You know, some jokes always brighten up your week. And on a Wednesday, I think it's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
Some knock-knock jokes. Okay, knock-knock jokes, tienen su, it's like a call response. Knock-knock. Who's there? All right, but we'll look at those a little bit later on. And usually, they're plays on words. Son juegos de palabras. So this is why I like knock-knock jokes. Not because they're so damn funny. In fact, it's the opposite. They're usually freaking corny.
Yeah.
But hey, if we're looking at double meanings and things like that, well, I think that is important. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of people on Twitter checking in as well. Good morning, everybody on Twitter.
Hello.
Lola's also there, La Piedra Roseta, double T. And, well, guys, as I said, you have to have our app. Let's start with a little challenge on our app.
Okay.
Now, the app is really cool because, well, you compete against your fellow classmates. Mm-hmm. And, I think it's, let's give them an easy one today. I think we're going to start off with an easy one. I'm going to have pity on you guys. Piedad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have pity on you guys. And here we go. I can't dance. I have two feet, right?
Mm.
I can't dance. I have two feet. I said this yesterday, right? I taught you this. Do you know this one?
I do.
I love this one. Now, you should adopt this one into Spanish.
We don't have it?
I don't think. Maybe you do.
I don't know.
You should have. I mean, I think we need to adopt some of yours, like sujeta velas.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a really good one.
The third wheel. El que está el tercero, no la tercera en una pareja ahí, right? So, guys, if you want to participate in that challenge, you'll have to download our app. It's free, so that's the good news. I want you guys to fill in the blank. We're looking for an adjective, right? The part of speech we're looking for is an adjective, just so there's no confusion. Let's see if we can beat 90%. I mean, yesterday we had a couple up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, participate right now. I can't dance. I have two feet.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company, creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com. Si estás entre los que busca un buen puesto de trabajo, esto te interesa. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan que marcan la diferencia. Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan? Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Gentlemen, it's the show with no name 2.0 Wednesday edition. Please tell me you don't say Wednesday because it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Right. Todos saben decir cuándo. Pues si lo ponemos con ese, when, bueno, con ese sonido Z, Wednesday, well, guess what? We've got it. We've got it over there. Wait a second. I'm reading a comment here. This is funny. You are, what are you? Hi, Javier Martín says, pareces Richard.
Richard.
Javier, no, I don't. Okay. Ask me. Ask me if I look like Rich. Are you saying physically, dude? Really? Me lleva 30 años. Come on. Javier, that's not fair. That's not fair. All right, guys. Well, let's take a look. A bunch of people on Twitter as well participating. And, what do you want to do, Lola? What do you feel like starting out with? You want to do some Name That Lyric?
Oh, yeah. Name That Lyric is great.
Yeah.
I always get it wrong, but it's great.
All right. Well, let's take a look over here and see today's Name That Lyric. Are you ready, Nacho? It's Name That Lyric time.
Hi. Hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry. Bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name. Show with no name, the show with no name. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name, the show with no name. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You know it. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name. Now, I've got to say something. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of pop music.
You have.
Well, I'm working on 40 Principales.
Oh, okay.
And, you know...
You're getting into the culture, the corporate culture.
I have to know these songs so I can, you know, dig deep into them and find English lessons.
Okay.
So I'm teaching English these days with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know something? I'm going to admit this on the air. I've become quite a fan.
Oh, no.
Nacho, don't look at me like that, Nacho. Nacho just looked at me like, I lost you, buddy. I lost you. First you got married, then, you know, you started eating quinoa or quinoa. We say quinoa. We want to be all fancy in English. You know, then the goji berries. What's next? You're a Justin Bieber. Yeah, I'm a believer. And I saw his face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got to admit, the songs are freaking catchy.
They are. Enrique Iglesias, you can't escape them.
Now, see, the Spanish ones I'm not concentrating on as much. I'm concentrating more on, you know, like Imagine Dragons, you know, Jason Garulo, as I call him. It's really Jason Derulo, but I like to call him Jason Garulo. It's just funnier. My wife and I call him Jason Garulo. But it's cool. Hey, I'm learning. I feel young. Let me tell you something, though. Because I'm always classic. You know, I'm a rocker. But what I'm realizing is I'm opening up my horizons a bit, and I'm feeling a bit younger. That, just because, mira, saber qué canciones están de moda significa que eres joven. That's right or wrong.
Yeah, it's totally right.
So I started doing it for my job, for my collaboration on You No Te Pierdas Nada. And in the end now, I'm like going and listening to Miley Cyrus and yeah.
Yeah. I feel totally old in class with these 20-year-olds. Talk about people I don't even know who they are. And they're like, fulanito de tal. I'm like, okay.
You're like, right,
yeah.
Right.
And I try to look cool because I'm supposed to be like, you know, the cool young teacher. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I know the top 50 songs globally. And I know them pretty well. I mean, I even know the English lessons in them because, well, that's that's what I'm doing. So, guys, sometimes we have to suffer for our work.
It's the things that we do for our work.
The things we do. But I have to admit it, I'm a fan of some of these pop stars. Not yeah. them, but they have some cool... I've always liked Pink. You know
yeah,
Pink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lovely song out right now as well.
But she's not that new anymore.
Well, yeah, but she's got a number one hit. Yeah. Not number one, top 10 mm-hmm. right now. So she's still relevant.
Yeah, she is.
You know, it's not like... is Britney... Well, I guess Britney pops out a song every now and again. Well, you never know. You never know. Right now, the big guy's DJ Khaled.
Oh, that's...
DJ Khaled's working with everybody, with Rihanna. He's got like three or four songs.
He's a new Pitbull?
No, because he doesn't really rap. He makes the beats.
Okay.
See, you got to know this stuff. Right, Pitbull is still Pitbull. He just comes in and says, yeah, calle ocho.
That's right.
You know. Hey, you need that guy. You need that guy in there, right, to give it that Latino flavor, right? all right, so let's take a look, folks. So what am I getting at? A que voy aquí. This is a pop song.
Okay.
And I love it. And I hate to admit it. And I freaking love it. Guys, don't judge me. One day you will be judged. Okay, vamos. Guys, I'll give you the name of the song I'll give you the song lyrics in Spanish. Ves me lío. I'll give you the song lyrics in Spanish. You guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. And you can do that on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Okay? Ya veo cómo va esto o cómo va a ir esto. Tócame y nunca estarás solo. Brisa de la isla y las luces bajitas. Nadie tiene que saber. En medio de la noche, en mis sueños, deberías ver las cosas que hacemos. En medio de la noche, so catchy the song, en mis sueños, sé que voy a estar contigo, así que tomo mi tiempo. ¿Estás listo para ello?
Y se formó la gozadera.
No.
Miami me lo confirmó.
El arroz con habichuela. Puerto Rico me lo regaló. I know those ones.
Yeah.
Pero tengo que saber las anglosajonas, ¿no? Para enseñar. Si no, ¿qué enseño? Arroz con habichuelas is rice and beans. Bueno, mm-hmm. a veces hacemos eso. We did that the other day. We did Like a Wave. You know that song?
Como una ola.
So, you know, sometimes we do it that way. Mm-hmm. We do reverse name that lyrics. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you guys know the name of the song and the name of the lyric, you can tell us on Twitter. It's at, which is arroba, muy importante, at I'm Alberto Alonso. And also remember La Piedra Roseta as well, doble T. Mm-hmm. Grupo Vaughan. And Vaughn _ radio, right? Vaughan. Eso es como se pronuncia de verdad. No Vaughan Radio. Yo sé que nosotros hasta decimos Vaughan Radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
La gente, oh, where do you work? ¿Dónde trabajas? I work at Vaughn. Dicen, ah, no, no me suena, no. Vaughan. Oh, mi madre te tiene en casa todos los días.
El Richard Vaughan.
El Richard, right? El Richard. So you have to say it.
Yeah.
Same thing. If I go into a bar here, I don't say tienes Wi-Fi because they're gonna look at me like flipao.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you when in Rome, do as the Romans. Donde mm-hmm. fueres, haz lo que vieres. All right. Let's give them the lyrics one more time. Como ya veo cómo va esto. Tócame y nunca estarás solo. Brisa de la isla, rima y todo. Y las luces bajitas, nadie tiene que saber. En medio de la noche, en mis sueños, deberías ver las cosas que hacemos. En medio de la noche, en mis sueños, sé que voy a estar contigo. Así que toma, que tomo mi tiempo. ¿Estás listo para ello? You know what?
I don't.
You have to. It's like number one right now. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So stick around.
Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. ¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés después del verano? En Club Junior aprenderán inglés con el método Vaughan, muy dinámico y divertido. Recibirán una formación de calidad y con profesores de todo el mundo. Clases por edades hasta los 10 años o por niveles hasta los 17 años. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832 o entra en nuestra página web grupovaughan.com.
Ignacio es uno de los jóvenes que madruga los sábados por la mañana para repartir desayunos a personas sin hogar. Es solo un pequeño esfuerzo que se une al de Cayetana dando clases de apoyo escolar. Y al de Enric, Ana, Pilar. Parece poco, pero suma mucho. Cooperación Internacional ONG. Únete a la Juventud Solidaria.
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia. Tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso.
Apúntalos a Club Junior. Aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Vaughan. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
The show with no name, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world,
Macho Macho Man.
That's right, Macho. It's Nacho Macho Man in the house. And Nacho, you're smiling today. You're in a good mood. I can tell. Se nota. I can tell that Nacho's in a good mood, even though he's a bit tired. But he's got a little girl. He's got a, I mean, you know, being a mom, you know, you have a kid. Being tired is part of your, you know, adjectives.
Yeah, you get used to being tired. It's okay.
You know, when you're, you know, also, I imagine busy is another one of your big adjectives. Busy, tired, thankful.
Thankful.
Agradecido, no, because then you have a little baby who loves you and you love, right? So many different adjectives. I always say that, though. Hey, if you're a mountain climber, then learn those adjectives and those verbs. And if you work in IT, well, you're going to use like 10 adjectives and 10 verbs all the time. Of course, that don't just limit yourself to that. But you can take a shortcut, un atajo. Let's say you start working in some industry. Say, oh, man, I don't know anything about emails. I got to write emails now in English. I have no freaking idea. Check out Email English. Start there, right? And then you can learn the good morning, how are you?
Yeah.
Pero yo no empecé. It's a shortcut, but remember what happens with shortcuts. Atajos. All right, let's see. Now, you didn't know the song, see?
I didn't.
Man, yeah.
But then again, I never know the song, so.
That's true. It can be like, it can be Michael Jackson, Beat It, and she's going to say, I don't know it. All right, so let's see what we've got over here. A couple people are telling me, Nacho, that the app is not working. So, okay, I've let them know. Thank you very much.
Don't worry, Nacho's going to fix it.
Nacho, grab the hammer. Coge el martillo. Grab the Allen wrench, la llave inglesa. Grab it and fix it. He's working on it. Me encanta. Eso lo dicen. That's the best answer for anything.
Yeah.
Oh, Alberto, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Estamos trabajando en ello.
Yeah, we're working on it. Aznar said that, right?
coined by Aznar.
Working on.
Now, my question is he still working on it or is he done?
Of course he is. He's always working on it.
Terminado.
He's a busy bee, always working on it.
Como Bush le llamó Ansar. My very good friend Ansar. Yeah, amiguísimos. Answer. Well, that's not the question. If that's the answer, then there's the question. All right, well, guys, the song was Are You Ready For It by Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
I'm a huge Taylor Swift
fan.
Yeah,
student of mine, she gave a speech yesterday about Taylor Swift. I'm like, Taylor who?
You don't know? Tell me you don't know. You've heard the name.
Yeah, I've heard the name, but I didn't even know she sang.
She's a singer.
But is she like a Hannah Montana type of person? Is she an actress too?
I don't know about the acting thing, but I know that she started out more of like a country singer.
Ah.
And then now she's gone into, pop music. And then this song, she even raps a little bit. Says he was a baller. Says he's gonna need solder.
Okay.
So she's kind of experimenting. Now she's made some enemies. And she's had a lot of beef.
Oh, yeah, I know, because she was dating Kim Kardashian's husband, something like that. I think I've read something on BuzzFeed.
Well, remember Kanye West?
Yeah.
At one of the award ceremonies stood up and he goes, that award, you don't deserve that award. Beyonce deserves that award.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all started, the beef. Bronca,
okay.
Beef, también bife, carnaza. But so she's had beef with several people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, as you said, Kanye. Dilo conmigo, que todos dicen Kane.
Yeah.
It's Kanye.
Kanye.
It's no está escrito más. Mm-hmm. Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye West. Kanye West, right? Por eso hay que ver la prensa rosa en inglés, amigos.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West. So, tons of beef. So, her last song, the one before this one, was called Look What You Made Me Do. Mira lo que me hice. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what.
Yeah.
Okay. And she was basically taking a stab at all these people. She was just taking a shot at all these people and saying, tú tal, tú. And, well, that's the story. But the boyfriend thing, that was another pop star. It wasn't Miley Cyrus. See, I get confused, too, with all the gossip. But Taylor Swift, and this is this goes back to her kind of love song kind of things. You're ready for it. It's about a guy she's really in love with, right? As I said, the last one was a diss. Give you another disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
A diss is...
an attack.
Yeah, a diss.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye West returned the... Believe me, if you can listen to the lyrics of their songs and you can hear their answers to each other.
Hey, at least they're writing their own songs.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So, Taylor Swift. Now, la palabra Swift is rápido.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Taylor, si no lo ves escrito, es sastre.
Yep.
Ojalá mi sastre fuera tan rápido como Taylor Swift.
You know, maybe some of your listeners remember this show. It was these cartoons when we were little. David el Nomo. David el Nomo had a little fox, I think it was, and he rode the fox everywhere. And the fox's name was Swift.
So, ahí lo tienes.
And we never knew that meant rápido.
Ahí lo tienes, amigos. See,
yeah.
it's all in pop culture.
That was his name, Swift.
This is why you have to listen to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going back to her real style. The last one was kind of a diss. And, this one, it's cool. I like it. So she goes, I see how this gonna go. I see how this is gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
I see how this is gonna go. Ya veo cómo va esto o por dónde va esto. I see how this is gonna go. Now she says gonna go. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's music.
Mm-hmm.
I see how this is gonna go. Gonna go. Se come el gonna, que es going to. O sea, es una abreviación de la abreviación. This is music. And a lot of people talk like that. All right? I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very New York, like a rap kind of, I'm going to see him tomorrow. I told him I'm going to see him instead of gonna.
Mm-hmm.
You will hear it, especially in series and things like that. Sure. So touch me and you'll never be alone. Touch me and you'll never be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that is a hefty promise there. Touch me and you'll never be alone. And remember, this word, promise. ¿Por qué todo el mundo dice promise?
Yeah, promise.
Why?
I promise you.
Why? ¿Por qué? I don't know.
Promise.
Promise. Promise me. Guys, let's make a pact.
Promise me, Ned. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm a Taylor Swift. See, I listen to pop music. I don't watch pop series.
Yep.
But you can't have time for everything in this
you
world
can't.
Either, right? And then she says, "Touch me and you'll never be alone." Island breeze, the lights down low. Island breeze. Brisa de la isla. Now, pronounce this word with me. Island.
Island.
Island. Not Iceland. Iceland is an island.
Yeah.
Islandia.
Islandia.
Es una isla.
Yeah.
So Iceland is a country. And island, well, Spain, you're very familiar with islands. You have the Balearic Islands. You have the Canary Islands. Right? So you even have Isla Cristina.
Yeah.
Where is that? That's in Huelva.
I think it's in the south somewhere.
Is it an island? Is it an actual island?
It must be. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Isla Cristina.
Isla
I've
Thies,
never been there.
Islas Thies.
Yeah, those are islands too.
So you don't, I mean, we always think of the Balearic Islands, mm-hmm. but I'm sure Spain has some other islands. And you used to have the Philippine Islands.
Yep.
Back in the day, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away,
mm-hmm.
you had the Philippine Islands. So island breeze. Brisa, breeze. También cuando algo es muy fácil, we say it's a breeze. English?
Mm-hmm. It's a breeze.
It's a freaking breeze.
Or like Febreze.
Febreze, right. Es como una
un ambientador, ¿no?
Pero no sé lo que es el fez. Seguro que viene de algo. Fresh breeze or something.
Yeah.
Right? Breeze. So island breeze, lights down low. Island breeze and lights down low.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Y las luces bajitas. No, muy oscuritas, oscuras, right? No one has to know. Nadie tiene que saber. No one. Guys, remember, no one. Nobody. Tercer persona.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never nobody want. It's nobody wants. Nobody likes. Nobody takes. En pregunta, does everybody eat pizza? Does everybody eat meat?
Mm-hmm.
Does nobody here speak mm-hmm. English? So acordaos, apúntalo. Everybody, anybody. Nobody, no one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, everyone. O sea, los body y los one son iguales.
Yeah.
O sea, con every, con any. All right, eso es tercer persona, que significa que en presente, y en el presente perfecto, mm-hmm. coge has, y en el otro coge una S, okay? Javier says, it's a village, Isla Cristina. So that's funny.
It's a village?
You think about it, I'm like, where is that island? Is it off the coast of Huelva? Or God, excuse my ignorance, everybody. Remember, I'm an American, and geography is not our thing.
Yeah, geography. I'm a Spaniard, and geography is not my thing either.
Especially the south.
I don't travel to the south that much.
Right.
I always travel to the north for some reason. So
you go north, yeah.
I'm lost there.
There you go, folks.
I know I'm missing a lot, but...
Well, guys, we do have Google, too, and we could Google it, but we're in the middle of something here. We got to keep going. All right, so here's the chorus. In the middle of the night, in my dreams, you should see the things we do, baby. You haven't heard it? I mean, it's on the radio every 5 seconds.
Is it kind of like a ballad? Type of song?
No,
it isn't.
It's got a rap.
It's upbeat.
Kinda.
Okay.
Says he was a baller. Says the first time that he saw her. That you leave and left for her. I don't know the lyrics, but I know the chorus. In the middle of the night, in my dreams, you should see the things we do. In my dreams. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. We got a comment over here. El Felix. At the beginning, Taylor was a country singer. Actually, she has many awards nowadays. She's one of the stars in Hollywood's pop system. Oh, there's no doubt she has mm-hmm. broken out of that country genre. And now she's gone into all different kinds of genres. So, in fact, she is the youngest artist in history to win a Grammy Award mm-hmm. for Album of the Year.
Okay.
And that was in 2010. So, like her or not, she's kicking ass. Está arrasando, right? She is kicking ass, like her or not. And I love it. One of our listeners says, thought the song was, in the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the mountains of truth. Right? In the middle of the night, porque dice in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not Billy Joel. Aunque me encanta esa canción también. So, she goes, you should see the things we do, baby. In my dreams, in the middle of the night. And here's another one, too. You should never pronounce that L.
Mm.
You should never say shul.
Shul, no.
You have to say should, right? Should. Could.
Would.
Right? De hecho, te enseño la expresión cuando alguien dice, tenía que haber, I should have said that. Tenía que haber dicho eso. In English, you know what we say?
You should have, you could have, or something like that?
Could have, should have. Es que tiene su orden.
Oh.
Could have, should have, would have, didn't.
Could have, should have.
Would have, didn't.
Okay, repeat that. Could
okay,
have?
So cuando alguien expresa, tenía que haberte llamado, tenía que haber, I should have called you. I could have picked you up, but I didn't. Should have, could have, would have, didn't. Como que no me vengas con arrepentimientos, que no lo hiciste. Podrías haber, deberías haber, tenías mm-hmm. que haber, pero no. So could have, would have, should have, didn't. Y si eres americano, el of suena a directamente. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? El of es lo que recomiendo porque el of es la contracción de have. Should, técnicamente es could have, should have, would have, didn't. Pero si oyes a alguien decirlo así, dímelo y te doy $1,000,000.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to yeah. say it like that. It's not, it's like up and at them. No one says up and at them. It's up and at them, arriba, por ellos, venga. Mm-hmm. Right? So there are certain things, guys, we don't pronounce the whole thing. It has to be contracted or else it doesn't sound right. Right? Because I know when you guys were growing up, you can confirm this or not. They insisted that everyone contract
their words. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
And still people, they are like, I did not do it. I'm like, contract it. It sounds more natural.
I always make my
but
students contract.
Isn't it correct? Yeah, it's correct, but nobody says that. Nobody even writes that anymore,
right.
Unless you're writing like a novel or something. If you're writing an email, you in would English, say, like, didn't.
In English, it sounds like you're reprimanding someone.
Yeah.
I will not go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, well, it's not that. Mm-hmm. I won't go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So in English, if you want to sound like, you know, like just...
Natural, normal,
if you want to, and happy. That's what my students want. I imagine my students want to sound natural, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to teach you how to say it. First, we all contract. We contract constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way. In fact, we nos comemos. You live there? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Gone. You live there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You live there? Did you? G-E? Mm-hmm. In English, G is comiste? Did you eat? G? Te lo juro. Growing up, mi familia, mi gente decía, G? Ah, pues I have pizza here. Te lo digo. No. G. Did you eat?
I lived on a farm for some time when I was in Wyoming. And,
the host
dad was like that all the time. And I had such a hard time trying to understand him. But by the time, it was like by Christmas, I already understood him, could reply back. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, it just takes a little time to get used to it. But then, yeah.
Well, think about that, too. If they teach you, if you go to school and they teach you, when you leave a store, you say, hasta luego.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, I'll give you $1,000,000 if you find somebody who says hasta luego and not ta luego.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or find somebody who says cuñado.
Nobody says
find
cuñado.
Find me somebody. Find me one person in this freaking, I don't care if it's Forges.
Mm-hmm.
Find me one person that says cuñado. Mi cuñado. Que no está haciendo como un documental. El cuñado del tal. You know what I mean? It's not natural. It's not natural. So there you go, guys. Contract. I don't care what they told you. They lied to you. Te engañaron.
Yeah, contract.
They misled you. To mislead is como publicidad engañosa. ¿No?
They made you think something that was not right.
Ven por aquí, pero realmente, mm-hmm. literalmente, liderarte por el mal.
Por el mal camino.
Llevarte mal, ¿no? To mislead. So they misled me in pasado. So let's continue here. In the middle of the night. Que no es esa. In the middle of the night, in my dreams, I know I'm going to be with you. I know I'm going to be with you. So I take my time. To take your time? Decís igual. Toma tu tiempo.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Right? Esa es una que es exactamente igual en ambos idiomas.
Yep.
Those are easy, those ones. Check it off your list. Ya te lo sabes.
Yeah.
Take your time. Bueno, te la sabes en pasado. Tomé mi tiempo.
I took my time.
Tenía que haber tomado mi tiempo.
I should have taken my time.
Ahí lo tienes. Well, coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't. All right, so there we go. And then, of course, there's the course. Are you ready for it? ¿Estás listo? ¿Estás listo para ello? Are you ready for it? And there you go. Taylor Swift. Good song.
Yeah, I have to listen to Taylor Swift now.
I think it's a good song. And, as I said, she is one of the, she is the youngest artist in history to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. I think that's quite a feat.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Right. Feat, no pies.
No.
F-E-A-T. Suena igual. Feat es hazaña.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Something great that you've done, right? A feat. And speaking of feat, I think we had an active challenge on our app that we could solve. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? Should we solve it?
Yeah.
All right. So I can't dance. I have two
left feet.
I have two left feet. Tengo dos pies.
Izquierdos.
Izquierdos was the correct answer. And out of 171 participants, are you ready for it? Como Taylor Swift. Are you ready for it? ¿Visteis lo que hice ahí? 90% of you got it right. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Nice job, amigos. See, these guys are great.
They are.
I have two left feet. Tengo dos pies izquierdos. All right, let's give them another challenge over here.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's see. Sometimes you have to let your hair... Sometimes... Lo dijimos ayer. Ayer, guys, remember the things we do... You should see the things we do. See, now everything's Taylor Swift in my head. Everything's Taylor Swift. This is on our app. If it's not working, guys, you can participate on Twitter. The important thing is that you know that you got the answer. And if you didn't get it, take note.
Exactly.
Apunta.
Learn a new expression. I know, beautiful expression, too, in Spanish.
Absolutely.
Let your hair,
The postman, quick comment. He says, hi, my friend. I was on holidays there 10 days ago. It's in Huelva, and it's totally recommended. And it is an island.
It is an island. Okay.
Es precioso. Nos manda una foto. Beautiful. Isla Cristina. Lovely place over there. So Spain has so many beautiful nooks and crannies. Esquinitas. All right, guys. Well, if you know the answer, you can go over to our app now and participate. If it's not working, as I said, you are more than welcome to participate on Twitter. Sometimes you have to let your hair... Y esto significa, a veces, tienes que soltarte el pelo.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli. Estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
welcome back. Welcome back, my amigos. We're here on the show with no name, having a great time. And wow, so many people participating on Twitter. Remember, if you want to participate, it's I'm Alberto Alonso. And also, we are live on Instagram. Now, I have to ask you guys just to bear with us, tener paciencia con nosotros, because I'm getting a lot of comments on the Instagram live feed. There's just one problem. I can't see that far away.
Yeah.
Es que no veo los... I can't...
The print is really small. It's also white, so you really can't see it.
Guys, I'm kind of trying to read your comments on Instagram, believe me. But it's really hard because, well, in order for both of us to fit in the frame, in el plano, mm-hmm. well, and I look like a ghost. So if you guys want to see me look like a... Can we say the word phantasm in English?
Phantasm? No, but it would be cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It exists?
Yep.
Phantasm?
I just fooled you.
Phantasm?
Es como un ubication que no existe.
I've never heard phantasm.
Con mis amigos en los Alpes. I'm like, what's your ubication? Estoy al lado del I'm like, no significa nada. Ubication. We say, what's your location?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, we say phantasm.
P-H?
P-H. Yeah,
phantasm.
Phantasm.
Is it an old word?
No, it's
you could just say
word.
It.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to be for Halloween? A phantasm.
Well, I think you would speak about it more in the sense of Iker Jimenez.
Okay.
So
like
it'd be more like phantasm,
type of thing.
Like a certain kind of the ghouls, ghosts, goblins, phantasms.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you watch Ghostbusters in English, you'll know that one, right?
Ding 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 ding.
So Ghostbusters, if there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Did you see the one with that came out recently?
No.
It was awesome!
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old kid. I don't go to the movies anymore.
Oh, it's on... I think it's... I saw it. Because I saw it in the movies, and then I saw it on Movistar Plus or whatever. And everybody ripped it apart.
But you liked it.
They just... They're like, it's not the original. Oh, really? No shit, Sherlock. So the theme was, no me digas, Sherlock. No mm-hmm. shit, Sherlock. Of course it's not the original.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. I enjoyed it enough to watch it a second time. I guess I'm just a big Ghostbusters fan, so I was just dying to see, you know, some ghosts. And I thought the ladies were awesome.
Okay, I'll try to
they
watch
really
it then.
They were really good. In fact, I'm fans of a lot of those ladies from Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch Saturday Night Live, then you would probably like the new Ghostbusters. And you should watch Saturday Night Live. That's where
I like that type of humor.
Well, then I think you'll like it. I mean, and if you think about it, the first Ghostbusters was Saturday Night Live, too.
It was.
Dan
I didn't
Aykroyd,
know that.
Bill Murray. Where did all these guys come from?
I didn't know that. Hey, I wasn't even
Bill
born.
Murray, Dan Aykroyd, all these guys, they all came from Saturday Night Live. So not too much has changed. Now they decided to give the ladies a shot, and they kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. It was cool. I don't care what you guys say about the new Ghostbusters.
So all the Ghostbusters are ladies now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is
That's
cool.
That's a pretty cool take on it.
Yeah. And they're very, very talented actresses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very talented. Kate McKinnon. She's probably one of my favorite comedians. Her, Amy Poehler, some of my favorite American comedians right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, it's good to be, as I say, not just with pop music, but pop culture. You know, we're watching Jimmy Fallon. That's what I watch. Mm-hmm. I watch Jimmy Fallon. I watch Saturday Night Live. And, guys, maybe 10 years ago, that was impossible. You needed satellite, terrestre, blah. You needed,
anymore.
Not anymore. Now you can watch it on YouTube. Damn it. You can watch it on their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that simple. You subscribe, and every time Jimmy Kimmel or whoever posts a new video, you can watch it, right?
Yep.
So no excuse to not live in English these days. All right, guys. Well, let's give them another challenge on Twitter. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby.
Double Trouble, baby.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Give it up.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble on the show with no name. This is where I give you a translation and it has to have the same word twice.
Okay.
That's right. All right, oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. I sounded like a redneck. Oh, here we go, man. Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go. Hold on to your hats, boy. Voy a echar una meadita y arreglaré la fuga después.
I know that one.
Ah, she's showing me. Like, I might not know Taylor Swift, but I know my English.
Yes, I do.
So don't be a phantasm.
I'm not
no
going
seas
to be
un fantasma. Que no se dice así en inglés.
No, don't be a show off.
Flipados. Yeah. Show off. My wife always says, you're a go. I'm like, no se dice fantasma. All right, guys, voy a echar una meadita y arreglaré la fuga después. Tienen que tener la misma palabra dos veces. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.